Well, if you didn't recognize that opening song, it's actually Devilman Crybaby, and we're going to be talking about Devilman Crybaby. I was actually watching this in a full day. There's 10 episodes, and I'm surprised that it was just made in 2018. I thought it was made recently, maybe like a year ago. But today we're going to be talking about Devilman Crybaby. If you haven't already checked out my first episode, Orin High School Host Club, you can go check that out after right after this episode. I'm going to be telling you what the next three episodes would we be talking about. We're going to be talking about in the third episode, Haikyuu, fourth episode, Hunter x Hunter, and the fifth episode is going to be about Black Butler. And there's going to be obviously more episodes when I have the time to make them. So today we're going to be talking about Devilman Crybaby. I'm really excited to do this one because me and my friend Emma, you probably heard her in the Orin High School Host Club episode, but you haven't really heard much about her. Maybe I think I might pair up with her and we'll start talking about animes because we both love anime. So first of all, I was really surprised that Devilman Crybaby was actually made recently. And we're just going to be talking about it today and how I like it. I absolutely really like it. Even Ryu, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right or not, but Ryu and what's his name? Akari, yeah. So I'm looking through the pictures. I searched up Devilman Crybaby and that's what I did in my last episode, searching up the pictures. That's what I'm going to be doing lately. So I actually really like this show. Overall, it's a good show, but there's going to be spoilers in this, just making sure with you. I really don't like how it ended that quick. I honestly thought Ryu and Akari were going to be in a relationship. That's the theories I heard. Devilman Crybaby is about a teenage boy, I'm pretty sure, in high school. He was a softie in the first episode. And then Ryu, he was sort of like, I don't know how to say this, but he sort of changed Akari into like a devil, half human. And honestly, it was a pretty cool transformation when Ryu changed him into a devil half. But the thing is, I don't really like about this show is how fast it went. It went so fast, and like I watched it half the afternoon, and I was so surprised that it would like be like that. And I honestly thought there was going to be more, and I thought there was 25 episodes, and I was so excited, I was so hyped up, and I thought they were going to have a nice relationship. Unfortunately, they did not, which really sucks. Ryu and Akari were actually really like close buds, but Ryu got pulled away from his family. No, not from his family, sorry. He disappeared. Not disappeared, but Akari saw him, like, getting pulled away from him when they were a child. They knew each other when they were a child, and then they just saw each other in the first episode, I'm pretty sure, second episode. And, Akari, two of his parents were, pretty sure doctors around the world, and he didn't really see them often as much as their parent. Ryu didn't really know that much about his parents at all. He didn't know anything. But this one person, not Miki, what's her name? Well, Akari was staying with this person. I forgot her name. I don't really remember her name. Let me search her up. But anyways, I'm going to be keep on talking about it. So, I think this is her name. No. But anyways, Akari stayed with this family that was close with his parents. So, there's gonna be spoilers in this kind of statement because I kind of have to, because I'm talking about Devilman Crybaby and how it went so fast. That's one of the reasons I don't like this show. It went way too fast. But there's many reasons why I really like the show and why I don't. The goods and bads, you know? So first thing off, he was left with his sort of sister, kinda. And it was pretty sad when I saw the parents both die, because his Akari's dad was actually like half devil and half human. Pretty sure all demon, but I don't know. Oh my god. Sorry, I just saw like a 2022 Devilman Crybaby. I was like, that doesn't seem right. But I don't like so yeah, the dad was on board and on the bus, and Akari's mom was like looking at Akari's dad, and he fully on transformation into the demon and started shooting or either eating the people on board on the bus. Everyone got eaten, and Akari and Ryu were like, "Oh, we're gonna see your parents, so let's go to the airport." And then all the people in the airport were wondering where their child and grandparents, grandmas, anything were wondering, because it was like 2 hours, 30 minutes passed already, and they didn't need to wait any longer. So Akari went to a spot in Ryu. It was like sort of, if you don't play GTA, then I'm not sure if you don't recognize this, but sort of like where they place the planes in, and then they take them out, like if you fly the plane out, that spot. So it was dark and they couldn't see, and Ryu was like, "Don't go any closer in." And Akari saw his mom's head on like placed on his dad in full devil form, and I'm pretty sure Akari just killed his dad. He was sobbing. That's part of the reason Devilman Crybaby, because he's really sensitive. Ryu, I'm he's not he's just a tough man. He's never cried, but on the last episode where Akari passes away, I see in this photo that he's crying. He's like, "I don't know this feeling inside me, and I don't know how to explain it," because he's never cried. And that's part of the reason why I don't like this show, that like it just went too fast, and Akari dies in the end, which I'm really shocked, and I started crying right away. Like, my family was staring at me, very weird. But more about this show is, Ryu, he was really just left off in the world. There, he had this troop that took care of him. I'm pretty sure they gave him powers or something to turn into like a god or an angel, some sort of god that gave him wings. The last episode, I'm pretty sure, or the second episode, no, sorry, second to last episode, Akari and Ryu were like, Akari was like, "Why would you ever like tell them that like I was fully on quote quote by quote like devil? I'm not." And third to fourth last episode, I'm pretty sure that Ryu was like talking on the TV, like he was like a news reporter sorta, and he was like saying like Akari was half demon or full demon, either one, and everyone went to that place where Akari was staying at, where he was living basically, and basically Akari's half family all died. They all died, which was really sad, because Akari's quote by quote mom and dad, quote by quote, yeah, they're sort of fake mom and fake dad and fake brother. So he had like two siblings, fake, not fake, but just like giving him support, sort of. And they all died. They all died because of the little brother. He was probably in kindergarten or first grade, either second grade. But he ate a dog, and I'm pretty sure they stayed at a, because everyone sort of, like, turned into devils in this, sort of thing. Everyone sort of, like, turned devilish around the world, and everyone had to stay in, like, tents because everyone was, like, going crazy. So, they had to stay in tents, and the little brother, ate his mom, which was surprisingly, I was screaming in my pillow at that point, and the dad was gonna go, like, look for them, and he also got, like, shot or either eaten. They all died at the end, even the little, the sister, Miki. I'm pretty sure it's Miki. And I was pretty sad. That was probably one of the saddest shows I've ever watched. Just to be all, like, I know, like, Banana Fish and, I know this is a movie, but, A Silent Voice, I know those are all sad, but overall, this is a pretty sad show. I mean, if you get to the second to the last episode, you can really start to feel the pain once, his quote-unquote family dies. But honestly, overall, the plot story is pretty good. Ryu and Akari, when they were small and they met back up, it's pretty good. I really like this show, but the thing is, it went by too quick, and I wish there was more. In the last episode, Akari and Ryu got in a fight, and Ryu was like, "You don't want to fight me, because if you do, you're going to obviously die." And Akari obviously fought Ryu, and Ryu chopped off his legs, and that stopped him from, like, sort of, like, living. And Ryu was talking about their childhood and how everything, and then he started crying because he looked over to Akari, just dead, just straight up dead on the floor, because he killed him. And honestly, at that point, I was screaming in my pillow, like, why did you kill him in the first place? Like, you already knew this was going to happen. So, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this show. But, honestly, if you are finding a show to sort of cry, I guess, and sort of, like, wanting to, I don't know, a plot story about devils, I guess. Overall, it's a good show, but it has a pretty sad ending. But I really like this show, and it's pretty gory, I guess. Not as gory as different shows, like Another. I haven't watched that show, but I really want to. It looks like a good show. But this show is good. And I'm not sounding like I'm crying. Anyways, overall, I'm pretty sure you guys should watch this. And yeah, I hope you guys have a nice day.